The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear real ghost stories from real people. The phone number, 855-853-4802, if you want to share yours.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, 855-853-4802 to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Summer is not quite over, but I am now officially getting ready for Halloween.
How are you getting ready officially?
Well, you know, as you mentioned a few weeks ago, it's showing up in stores.
Yep.
And so there's some stuff that I've had for a long time. It's time to replace and do something new. Mm-hmm. And something that I thought I would never do is buy one of those giant spider webs that go on your house and the spider kind of crawls around on it.
Oh,
I think I'm going to do that this year.
The spider crawls around on it.
Yeah, it's like the web is lit up and then the spider is like with purple lights and stuff like that. And then it can kind of crawl around on this big giant web.
I had no idea that existed.
Oh, it's out there.
That sounds really neat.
It's not cheap, but it's so cool. I kind of feel like I might do it this year.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. Oh,
yeah.
I saw there's a life-size Slimer that's coming out.
Oh, I would like that too.
Yeah, like big, and it moves its arms, and like it's the size of like what you'd see on the movie. I'm wanting to find, I don't know where that one's at. Probably by the time this airs, they'll be open, but I've yet to see any of the Halloween stores, opening yet. Have you seen any getting under construction and like,
I have not,
closed down Sears and things like that
yet? No, I have not seen that yet, but that'll be next, right? That'll be coming out in the next couple of weeks.
I would imagine so. Yeah. Usually August is when they start to kind of pop up. I mean, like At Home, the store has had their stuff out since like June. But those stores I'm imagining are going to be getting ready soon. I'm excited because I'd like to go. I already have so many zombies now around my house. I don't know if I'm going to get anything new this year, but that Slimer has caught my eye. So I don't know. We'll see. There was one I wanted to get years ago, but I think it would scare me. It would have definitely scared Harper, where it's like this, this girl, like it kind of looks like the girl from The Ring, and she crawls down your hallway.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Be fun. In the middle of the night, you're getting up to like use the bathroom or get a cup of water, and all of a sudden that thing starts coming down. That would be, that'd be great. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that. That'd be like finding one that was like The Exorcist, where she does the spider walk down the stairs.
Yes, that would be great. That would be a fun one to get. Although it probably would tip over a lot, but that would make it even more fun. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to our first caller of the day and hear a ghost story. Hi.
Hey, Tony. My name's Keegan. I'm from Ontario. Been a long time listener of the show, and I've been itching to share my story for stories for a couple of years now. I've got three pretty good ones, and I'll try and get through them quickly. So, I'm from Ontario, Canada, but I lived in England until I was about 8 or 9 years old. And we lived in a very old farmhouse that was originally built in the early 1400s. The living room of the house would have been the original cottage where the original owners leaned and slept. All in one little room. And then over, you know, the following centuries, they added onto the house. And by the time we lived in there, it was about 7,000 square feet. It was a massive home. And it was a historical property called Grange Farm in Vila, England, just outside of Norwich. So we lived there from the time I was about 2 years old till about 6 years old. I might have been three. Anyhow, my parents would put me to bed every night, and they would hear, you know, running around and giggling, and they'd go up, and I wouldn't have moved. I'd be in the same. And this happened every single night. Every night they would hear the giggling, they would hear the running around in my bedroom and all around the upper floor of the house. Some nights it would sound like, you know, one child's footsteps, and some nights it would sound like a stampede of children. And, you know, by the end of it, they just stopped looking. They stopped checking. They knew that whatever it was, it wasn't me. And my parents have a slew of other stories that they need to call in and tell about that farmhouse. From my experience in that farmhouse, I don't remember any of this, any children playing with me in the room. I used to tell them that I had friends that I would talk to, and I don't remember any of this. My only memory from the farmhouse was just the feeling of being chased up and down the stairs. And I remember I would run to the bathroom and back, and I would get spooked, and I spent many nights, you know, sleeping in bed with my parents, like I think a lot of toddlers and young children do. Fast forward about 10 years later, I'm 13 or 14. We're living in Canada at this point. We're on vacation in Florida. We're staying at a hotel on an island called Singer Island, which is just outside of West Palm Beach. And we were there. I felt really nervous. I felt uneasy. I didn't feel good. I felt like I was being watched. I would hear footsteps, bare feet on the tile floor. It was very distinctive. And, you know, I heard this. We were there for 7 days, and I heard this for the first 3 or 4 nights. My parents heard it too. But we were in, you know, separate bedrooms, and you know, it was pretty freaky. Now, on the third or fourth day while we were staying there, I was up alone in the room, Snapchatting your 14-year-old does, and I was sitting with my back to the window, which oversees the beach, the ocean, and in front of me there was a wall with no TV, no photo on it, about 6 feet away from where I was sitting. It was kind of like a foyer area. You walked in, you took your shoes off there and whatnot, and then you entered the rest of the condo or the hotel room. So as I'm taking Snapchats and whatnot, I sent a Snapchat to my cousin and a few friends of me holding a pair of binoculars up to my face. And I sent it to about four or five people. It was a selfie with the binoculars up to my face and the window behind me. Somebody screenshotted it and sent it back to me. In the lens of the binoculars was a face, and not a misty classic, you know, apparition that you typically see. It was a face as clear as day, and there were three reflections of the face. There was a reflection in the binoculars. Because of the lens of the binoculars, the face appeared upside down, but in the mirror, in the window behind me, the face was clear as, I mean, you could make it out. It looked like a Hispanic lady. It looked like she was wearing a collar, like a maid's outfit. Her hair was up. I mean, it's clear as day. It looked like a headshot. Because of the window and the glare on the binoculars, the color was a little bit distorted, but I believe whatever was in front of me that I couldn't see was a full solid apparition for just a split second. So like anyone would, I panic and I head downstairs, go to the pool bar where my parents were, and I start sharing the photo with people around it. Next thing you know, there's this big, you know, all the staff wants to see the photo. Now everyone's gathered around us telling stories. Turns out the hotel has all sorts of stories of seeing a Hispanic maid, woman, walking down the hallways. There were even stories of her greeting herself in a Spanish accent. And then, you know, it would dawn on the employee, I've never met that woman before, or I've never seen her before. And they'd go looking for her and they never found her. Now, this happened for years and years that this hotel had been, it was pretty old. It was probably 80, 90 years old at the time. I'd like to know for certain how old it was, but they all shared stories with us. So it was certain that there was some activity going on, and I wasn't the first to notice it. So obviously I'm pretty freaked out. I don't want to sleep in my room anymore. So I'm sleeping on the couch just outside of my parents' room. Keep in mind, I'm about 14, 15 years old. I'm a little too old to be scared. We're scared shitless. Activity increased tenfold. Every night, my parents would hear it. We would hear it. There was a fan above the microwave that would go off. We would hear the feet on the tile floor, a very distinct sound. We would hear the jiggling of our sliding door. We would hear doors opening and closing. This was a condo-type unit. It was two bedrooms, two bathrooms, and a living room and a front foyer. It was a pretty big unit. And we heard this for the next 3 days. It was so bad that I was sleeping on the floor of my parents' room. And the one thing that would happen almost every night was there's a fan underneath the microwave, because the microwave is under the stove, so like a stovetop fan in our kitchen there in the condo. And this fan would go off every single night. Now, the interesting thing about this fan is there was one button. You click it once, it goes to the first setting. You click it twice, it goes to the second setting. You click it three times, it goes to the strongest setting. And then you click it a fourth time, and it shuts off. Which means whatever it was that was turning on this fan would have had to have hit the button three times, because whenever we went out to turn the fan off, it was at its highest setting. We had maintenance come take a look at the fan. They couldn't figure it out. It only happened in the middle of the night. And it would almost always happen when at least one of us was awake. We noticed that as well. We never woke up to the sound of the fan. We woke up to some weird noises in our unit, and then the fan would turn on. So that was pretty freaky.
Yeah, that sounds like it'd be pretty freaky to have that going on, especially when you're just trying to relax on vacation. That's not where you really want all that to be going down.
This is not the first time that we've had somebody tell stories from, you know, across the pond kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it always seems to be, in stuff that I've watched and I've seen, it always seems to be just a little bit more over the top, a little bit more powerful. Things that happen over there mm-hmm. are just a little bit creepier than things that happen here in America.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I think, you know, we talk about this a lot, but I think the history there's a lot more history. You know, in America, we've got more history than just, you know, the Caucasians who came over from there. But we don't always hear a lot about ghosts from natives or Native Americans or anything like that. It's always ghosts from the, you know, 1800s and mm-hmm. she was in the white dress and stuff like that. But I think their history over there, and there's definitely some dark times in that part of the world as well. It just seems like it always is ramped up just a notch or two from anything that happens here.
Yeah, I agree. I think it has a lot to do with that. I always wonder if there's an expiration date on ghosts. Like, we don't really hear a lot in our country, like, where it doesn't seem to go back beyond, like, the 1800s for the most part. Some you do, but it's rare. Over there, I think you have more stories where it is, like, people from way, way back. Depending on what they're seeing and what they're experiencing. Sometimes the dress is not that of the 1800s or the 1700s. Sometimes it's even further back, I think just because of the inhabitants that have been there.
I wonder, too, if it has something to do with our own experience. So we personally have experienced, for lesser, better terminology, like white man's world, right? Mm-hmm. And then you think about like Native Americans and things like that. Maybe our experience, because we don't deal with that on a daily basis, maybe we're just not as connected to seeing that stuff here.
I think that makes sense too. I think your connection to it is a big thing individually. Yeah, I agree. Thanks
but
for
if there's an expiration date, I mean, you got to check that stuff at the grocery store before you walk out with that stuff.
You don't want to eat expired cheese sticks. That's no. That never works out very well. 855-853-4802. If you want to share your real ghost story with us, we'd love to hear it. You want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all that stuff, it's there at ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or on our page on Apple Podcasts. Check us out there as well. Until next time, for Todd and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
All over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cashback and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cashback sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cashback. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com. Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
All over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.